You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Here we go. February has begun. We're headed to spring training, but not before we put Mark Sheldon's feet to the fire. Let's talk a little Reds baseball. I'm Dave Remedy with Mark Sheldon of Reds.com. And Mark, so news can be a little slower this time of year, and we start looking ahead towards the season. Let's see what kind of a prognosticator you are with some really sort of random questions or observations. Like, assuming, as an example, that some Cincinnati Reds pitcher throws a no-hitter or a perfect game this year, and it can't be Tom Browning, who's it going to be?
I am going to go with Raisel Iglesias. I think combination of the fact that he's very deceptive and he can change speeds and do a lot of different things. He's also a strikeout pitcher who, you know, in three straight games as a rookie last season was able to get double-digit strikeouts, and that definitely benefits in a no-hitter. It takes less chance out of the way when the ball's put in play. So I think if anyone could do it on the current Reds team, which is a bit of a wild card because they have a lot of new pitchers coming in, but I'd say Iglesias and, of course, Homer Bailey, if and when he comes back from his elbow surgery, certainly would be a backup candidate considering he already has two hitters for the Reds. So, but I'm going to go with Iglesias.
Okay. All right. I like that one. It is a reality, right, that they will break camp with, you know, their rotation, their opening day rotation, and there is no chance, or certainly a very, very small chance, that rotation stays intact for, you know, 6-7 months. So, for whatever the reason, who do you suspect to be the first guy, or would you predict maybe to be the first guy to get bumped from the rotation?
I'm going to go ahead and say Michael Lorenzen, and not because I don't believe that he gets the stuff or anything like that, but I think what Michael Lorenzen offers is versatility. He could go to the bullpen and pitch very well out of there, I think, because they're definitely going to be short of effective late-inning pitchers. And I'm not sure yet if starting is his forte. He definitely showed some really nice moments last season, but I also think that he's a guy that could hump it up there into the high 90s as a reliever and do very well at that. And so I could see Michael Lorenzen making that switch over from the rotation into the bullpen.
Okay. What about a guy just kind of sticking with the starting pitching? Who might get on that run and put together four or five starts or whatever the case and go with the longest scoreless inning streak?
I'm going to go back to Iglesias with that one. I think he's a guy that can just definitely be dominant when he's going well. I think now that he's got a year of major league experience under his belt, that he could be that effective. I really think he could be a definite solid number two starter in the major leagues, and maybe this team's number one starter in a transition year. Anthony DeSclafani certainly is a very good candidate as well, but Iglesias is just one of those guys. He's kind of the most electric pitcher they have right now with major league experience, at least. And I could see him doing some special things if given the opportunity.
Yeah. Yeah. Last year, I remember one of the first podcasts of the year, we were talking about that first week of the season and that, you know, things were already a little chippy. It started the year, that series with the Cardinals, and you know, it was just an edgy series. Along those lines, who might be the first Red ejected from a game this year?
I'm going to go with Joey Votto. I know he's learned his lesson from last season. He got suspended for making contact with an umpire a couple of times. But he's also one of those guys, he's very intense, and he's got a high level of expectations on himself. And sometimes that boils over when he doesn't like what he's seeing or how things are going. So I could say Joey Votto will be that first guy to get ejected. I don't think it matters whether the team's going well or not going well. If he's not going well and he's frustrated, he has a bit of a powder keg.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't know if there are many guys in the situation the Reds are in this year who can really fill this role of being kind of the lighthearted guy that keeps things loose. And maybe that guy who's going to, you know, come up with some unique walk-up music, like a Justin Bieber song or something like that. Who might that be on this team?
I'm going to go with Jay Bruce. And the only reason why I'm going with Jay Bruce is he's not so much of a lighthearted, fun guy. He's got a good grasp of reality, and he doesn't take himself too seriously. But the reason why I'm picking Jay Bruce is that he had a Taylor Swift song last season. So I don't think it's too far of a stretch to say that Bruce might go over to Biebs.
That's fascinating, because it's not the first time I've heard that exact same explanation for a guy. That he's gone Taylor Swift before, so let's face it, once you've gone there,
yeah,
nothing's out of the question. Justin Bieber could be next.
It's gateway music, going from Taylor Swift over to Justin Bieber.
All right, I love it. Along those lines, then, of personalities and guys who are, you know, sort of fun to be around, or maybe just a little bit goofy, we, you know, left-handed pitchers always have that great reputation. Who's the most left-handed pitcher in this crew? And obviously they could even be a right-hander.
I mean, I'll say that John Lamb is a bit of an interesting cat. He definitely has a unique way of looking at things. He's left-handed, as it would happen to be. He's not a goofy guy per se. He definitely thinks about what he says, and he's got kind of a Southern Californian outlook on life. He's just very zen almost in his approach to life. I guess he would be that kind of dude that would fall into that category. He's a very interesting guy, very smart. So I think he thinks of that things a little bit differently than other people do.
Yeah, and I think you know what, I think in a way there you define that left-handedness thing a little bit better too, because not so much a wacky person as much as it's that guy who just is different, going at his, you know, with his own drummer. Okay, what about you know, somebody who might come off the bench, and Lord knows you might see this a number of times, but the guy who maybe starts the season on the bench and ends up taking over a spot in the starting lineup?
I'm going to go with Jose Peraza on that one, because right now he kind of presents himself to be a possible utility guy, because he can play second base, he can play shortstop, and he can play center field, and all three of those spots are currently occupied by veteran guys, second base mainly with Brandon Phillips, who did not accept a trade in the offseason. Peraza does a lot of really good things. He doesn't really hit for power, but he definitely puts the ball in play. He has speed. He can play defense. He kind of does it all. And if there's any kind of attrition because of injury, you got two guys in Zach Cozart and Billy Hamilton coming back from major surgery. You have Phillips, who's going to be 35 in June. All those kind of factors say that maybe if one of those guys doesn't gets injured or something else happens, that Jose Peraza could certainly be a guy that would step up and step in.
Okay. Last thing for you, Mark, and then I'll let you off this hot seat, such as it is. Highlight reel guy, you know, must see at MLB.com. Who's going to be that guy who jumps in front of us, let's say, more times than not, especially early in the season, for those highlight reel plays?
I'll probably be very safe footing with Brandon Phillips there. He seems like he frequents the must-see highlights that MLB.com Multimedia produces. He does it all. Even last season, he was making some spectacular plays. It's something that he's done very well. It's something he works at. It's not all improvised on the spot. Him and Zach Cozart definitely work well together, and they practice double play turning and all those different things. So Phillips, and then I would say my honorable mention behind Phillips would be Billy Hamilton. He's always making some great plays in center field.
So Phillips practices like the behind-the-back flips and things like that?
Yeah, I mean, Phillips still has some range. He's not afraid to give up his body to make a play. He can go to his right. He can go to his left. He can run back. He can pretty much do it all, and he definitely does a lot of behind-the-back no-look flips to second base if there's a double play on or a force play. Phillips is versatile, and it's something I've seen him do in spring training at workouts. I see him do it during you know, infield work and batting practice, it's no accident that he makes those plays because he does work at them.
Interesting. Well, as always, Mark, very good stuff. Enjoy your week. You don't have many of these left in your off season. Soon it's going to be off to spring training.
It's pretty soon. I hope these predictions aren't played back in October and I am not graded on them.
Yeah, well, we might just self-destruct these podcasts after they're done.
Sounds good.
No worries. All right, Mark Sheldon, MLB.com Extras. This is a Cincinnati Reds edition.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.